Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Heron Document Systems, Barber's Body Shop, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Jessup Furniture, and by Catch 228. And now, here is your host, Christian Gokel.
Welcome to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week on Tuesday nights at 7 for the entire season. This segment of the Rocky Hidalgo Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Barber's Body Shop, Heron Document Systems, Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Coastal Pine Technical College, and by Catch 228. And now joining us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, Rocky Hidalgo.
Thank you.
Coach, what a difference a week makes. This time last week, we're talking about a bunch of missed opportunities, and now we're talking about a big win. What was the biggest difference you saw on your team this week?
You know, we can still talk about a bunch of missed opportunities. We went back and looked at tape. You know, we probably should have had 28 points in the first half easily, you know, and I think, you know, the big thing is we challenged our kids at halftime. We didn't really make any adjustments. It's not that we did anything differently. We just told our kids they know what to do. Go out there and block the guy they're supposed to block. And, you know, the kids did that. I think they played with a higher level of energy. They were a little more physical. We really took it to them in the second half. That was really good to see.
Now, starting on the offensive side of the ball, Randall finally able to find some room to run. He didn't have to pass too much, but when he did, he looked a lot more comfortable. What was the biggest thing you saw to your quarterback?
Well, I think there's a couple things. One, I mean, everybody, you know, Randall's played a ton of football here, but he hasn't really played quarterback in almost 2 years. So there's going to be an adjustment period for him going back from receiver and slot to quarterback. And so he was on Friday night, he was much more aggressive at quarterback. I think our protection was a little better. We got our dive game going, which is something we didn't do against Benedictine. And our whole offense is predicated on the dive. And most of that was we were more consistent with our offensive line play, but also our backs ran the dive better. We really ran an inside zone scheme, and they crammed my hole too many times. They should have cut it back. If they had cut it back against Benedictine, we probably would have scored 35 points.
Right.
You know, I think those are things we did. Our execution was better in the second half. You know, I think just as a whole, we got a little more comfortable. We'll see if we can make strides again this week.
Now, you did talk about your offensive line last week, praising them. Did you see an improvement from them, or like you said, were the running backs just able to find the holes this week?
Well, I think we played better on the offensive line. I think we were more physical. I think we played with a better sense of urgency, a little higher energy. Especially in the second half of the game. I felt like in the second half, we really took it to them. We got after them in the second half. We were aggressive on offense. I think early, probably in Benedictine and early in the game, we were too concerned with making a mistake to really play at the level we needed to play. We cut it loose in the second half. So it was good to see a little more physical.
And you're listening to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, you see this every year, been doing this as long as you have, but Caden Hutchinson gets in for his first ever touchdown. How cool is that to see?
You know, it's always when you see a young kid go out there and perform, and Caden and Alan Barton, both those guys are going to be super players, and they're going to have a role to play this year. I think guys like Miles Smith is another ninth grader who's going to have a role to play this year. It's exciting to see a young kid go out there and perform. Caden's a tough kid. He's a really tough kid, and you're going to see him play a bigger and bigger role as the season progresses, I think.
All right, moving over to the defensive side of the ball, you guys are extremely opportunistic. Ware was able to move the ball up and down the field, it seemed at times, but whenever they really got rolling, you guys came up with a stand or a turnover. That showed a lot of resiliency from your defense.
Well, I think the first half, you know, we relied on turnovers. I think our fits were not very good in the first half. We kind of overran some plays. You know, and part of that was we didn't really know what they were going to do offensively. We had seen them in a spring game. We had seen them in a scrimmage. But they were a little different both times. We didn't know if they were going to do some wing T stuff, very similar to Benedictine, if they were going to be a pro wide team, which is we'd seen the spring, or if they were going to be a four wide spread team. So, and then they came out in the game and did some stuff we hadn't seen before. So, you know, some of those things, we just had to catch our breath, get our guys to fit on the ball like they were supposed to. We overran the touchdown. I mean, honestly, we had two guys there. Hunter Hall's played so much football that he's so quick to the ball on his reads you know, the thing that he has to guard against is overrunning the football, because, man, he's seen so many things. He's so quick to the ball. He sorts it out so fast. He overran the ball. Patrick Fulton missed the tackle. We just talked to him at halftime about staying on the backside half, and, you know, when they ran that play the rest of the game, he was there, you know. And that's part of just getting into, you know, midseason form. A lot of that just takes time, learning how the defense plays together. I felt our defensive line played high in the first half. We got our pad level down. We played with better pad level up front. We got a long way to go on the defensive line. We got a lot of young kids up there. But they made some strides. I felt like they competed really well in the second half.
Now, for the second year in a row against Ware County, after allowing points in the first, you guys shut them down on defense. Is that just sort of kind of seeing what they have in the first couple drives and then adjusting from there?
Well, I think they spend the whole offseason trying to figure out how to beat Glen Academy. So we show up on the first game of the season, and they've got some things that they've done specifically for us. So we have to kind of catch our breath and check them. Look, that, you know, that those guys and that staff, they're a good staff. They're a proud bunch of guys. They don't like to lose to anybody, much less somebody four times in a row. So, you know, they're going to spend the next 10 months trying to figure out how to beat us. And, you know, I think they'll probably fail again next year, but that's beside the point. So we'll figure out we just kind of have to catch our breath and figure out what we've got to do and make some adjustments. And our kids played really well once we did that.
All right. When we come back, we'll get into the injury report a little bit, and we'll start previewing TIFT. And that's next on the Coach Rocky Hidalgo Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You are proud new home for the Glen Academy Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show this season? Catch 228. Be sure to be there every Tuesday night at 7 as the Red Terriers head coach breaks down the week in Glen Academy football. And of course, while you're at Catch 228, try their world-famous oysters. 228 Redfern Village at the end of Redfern Village on St. Simons. 912-634-6228, and let's go Terriers!
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Herron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Herron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Herron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herronds.com.
The stress of being in an accident doesn't need to be compounded by dealing with a body shop that doesn't have your best interest in mind. That's why Barber's Body Shop has been in business for over 20 years, because they care about you. Locally owned and operated, which means the Barber's Body Shop family are people you know, your neighbors, people you go to church with and you see on Friday nights. Highway 341, just before the overpass next to Langford Auto Parts, 912-262-6841. And remember, let's go Terriers!
Welcome back to the Glen Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel, on location from Catch 228 on St. Simons. This segment brought to you by Catch 228, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Herron Document Systems, and by Coastal Pines Technical College. Now, just sort of going through the injury report, a guy we saw finally get some reps, Tyler Grant, coming back from a knee injury, and he did go down for a second in the game, but able to pop back up and get back in the game. What'd you see from him?
You know, we wanted to get Tyler some carries to start getting him in the flow of the game. He's got some ways to go on his rehab. You know, every guy who has reconstructive surgery goes down and thinks he's hurt his knee again. I did it. Every person I know who's ever had it does it. And that's kind of part of the healing process. You just got to kind of get confidence that you're not going to hurt it again. Tyler got in there. He went back in there. You know, he's got some swelling in his knee, which isn't uncommon. For the first time you get in and do some action like that, we're going to just keep kind of bringing him along. We're hoping in 3 or 4 weeks, you know, he can really get in and run the ball 10, 15 times a game.
All right, another guy making his debut on Friday, Caden Hutchinson. Is he full tilt going forward?
Yeah, I think Caden is fine. I mean, he's a tough little booger. I mean, he's for a ninth grader. He really is. He's a good player. Both he and Alan Parton are two ninth grader running backs. I think people are going to be hearing their name a ton the next 4 years in Glenn County Stadium. And that probably people are probably going to rue the day that those two guys dressed out in the red and white when it's all said and done.
There you go. And Brandon, again, getting treatment every week for his shoulder. How's he progressing?
Hey, you know, his shoulder gets stronger every week. And like I said, he had some inflammation this summer. We just kind of shut him down and let that thing heal. And so he's only been throwing about 3 weeks. His arm gets a little stronger every week. So you'll see us, you know, two things we want to do. We want his arm to get stronger. So he's throwing 3 days a week now. You know, as his arm gets stronger, he gets better timing on the football. The other thing is our pass protection gets better. You know, we got a young and experienced offensive line, so we don't want to just, you know, people criticize about not throwing the ball, but, you know, the other side is we want our quarterback to play 15 games this year. And, you know, we're a young offensive line, so we've got to develop them as pass protection. We don't want to just sit them, drop him back and get him killed in the pocket. Because those guys are still learning how to protect the passer. I mean, that's just part of being a good coach. I don't care who you are. I'm not going to throw somebody to the wolves and get him beaten up back there. And our kids are working hard at it. Our coaches are working hard coaching them. They get better every day. At some point in time, I think we'll become proficient in pass protection. I think you'll see us do some more throwing the ball and especially downtown on the play action passes.
And you are listening to the Coach Rocky Hidalgo Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And Coach, you did have a couple other teams play this past week, your ninth grade and your JV team. Did you get a chance to see any of them play?
We did. We won both games on Thursday versus Brunswick. We had a doubleheader. If, you know, whether you're a Brunswick or a Glenn Academy fan, that's a neat night to come see. You can see the future of Glenn County football. I think both teams played really well. I think, Brunswick's got a lot of young, talented ninth graders. We've got a lot of young. I really like our ninth grade and sophomore class. You know, we've got about 140 kids in the program. And 85 of those kids are ninth graders and sophomores, and it's a really talented group. And they're going to be hard to keep off the field in the this year. Next year we're playing a lot of sophomores, and next year we're going to play a lot of sophomores again because we've got a ton of talented kids in that program, and we're going to have to get them on the field. Guys that people have never heard of, like Raekwon Benn and T.J. Lewis, Tyler Bacon and DeLon Spencer. Nick DeMars. I mean, we've got some really good Trevor Timmons. I mean, we've got 20 or more really good players in that ninth grade class. And then when it's all said and done, when those guys are seniors and juniors, we're gonna have some really good football teams at Glenn Academy.
And sort of tell Terran Nation about the coaches that you do have down there that are working with your ninth grade and JV teams.
Well, some of them are really good. And some of them, no, I'm just kidding. I'm picking on Coach Bennett. I give Coach Jason Bennett a hard time. He works with the offensive line. Coach Terrence Haywood, who's the head basketball coach at Glenn Academy, is our head ninth grade coach, does a great job of organizing that stuff. Coach Bob Black runs our defense. But our kids, our ninth graders, are coached by our varsity coaches every day. So when they do group and individual, they go to a varsity coach to do those things. That's the future of our program. And I want to make sure that they're getting instructed the way they need to be instructed and develop those kids.
A lot of other high schools sort of break them off and separate them, but you like to keep them involved with the guys in front of them.
You know, I know a lot of schools that do that. The ninth grade separate, they go down on the other end of the field, but I want to develop a relationship with those guys. I want to see them practice every day. We bring them over for a period of practice against the varsity, where the varsity coaches coach those guys. So, you know, I think it's important for their development. I learned that years ago from Coach Ed Dudley when I was at Walton High School. We invest a lot of time, and a lot of people thought we were crazy for putting so much emphasis in our ninth graders. But, you know, what it did is we went on the ninth grade, we went on the JV, and we ended up winning every Friday night on varsity. And I think you're seeing the same thing. We've invested a lot in our young kids, and they learn to win. And, you know, when you learn to win, it's hard not to. I mean, kids take pride in it, and it becomes important to them. And, you know, when you lose, it becomes expected. And our kids have been winning. I mean, since our first year here, we've been winning on the JV in ninth grade, and they go out and they expect to win.
All right, and as we look forward to this week, we finally catch a break in the weather a little bit today, but it's looking like it's going to be coming back through on Friday. How do you guys prepare for a wet game like that?
You know, you just got to have some dry balls ready. I mean, when it's all said and done. I mean, I know guys who go, well, we use wet balls in practice and all that stuff. I don't think that does anything. I think you just got to prepare. You know, we're keeping an eye on it. I know there's been some discussion. Some teams have moved their games to Thursday night. there's been some discussions whether we need to move the game or not. But I would prefer to play it on Thursday than Saturday night, especially with Camden County around the corner. But, you know, we'll just have to see what the weather does and leave it to the guys. I'm not in charge of that. Our Coach Waters will have to figure that out and the Tift County AD.
All right, and when we come back, we're going to preview that game that we're talking about against Tift County, and we'll be right back on the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
There are hurdles, there are handicaps, and there are hardships you will face in life, but you don't have to face them alone. Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, will have your back. She has the knowledge and compassion to tackle your issue and make your journey as smooth as possible. Whether divorce, custody, personal injury, or criminal law, including DUI, she's got your back. Come see her at 9 St. Andrews Court beside Mary Ross Waterfront Park, 912-580-3507, and abrowninglaw.com. Schedule your free consultation today, and you be the judge.
Looking for top-quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top-quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Jessup Furniture, and by Adrienne Browning, attorney at law. Now, Coach, you go on the road for the first time this year. Walk us through what a Friday is like when you have to go on the road, especially one that's over 2.5 hours away.
You get out of school early.
There you go.
That's how it goes. You know, so the kids are excited about it. Now, we'll get out of school about 12:30, load our stuff on the trailer, and load up on the bus about 1:15, and head out. We're going to have a pregame dinner at a fine Italian establishment, Olive Garden. Some spaghetti with bolognese sauce,
breadsticks, all the good stuff.
Breadsticks, salad. It's pretty good. Yeah, we're it's about $8 a kid. It's a pretty good deal actually when you think about it. So we'll head over and get a meal in us. We'll finish up dinner about 5, head over to the stadium. We'll get there probably about 5:30 and give the kids enough time to get dressed to get out on the field. You know, I like playing on the road. Kind of gets you away from the distractions. I think one of the things we really cut our teeth on here is going on the road and beating teams up in Atlanta on long road trips, because we don't make a big deal out of it. I mean, that's just, it is what it is. It's just, you just go play. It's a game. And so you get the kids up, and you go over there and come up with a good game plan and go knock the fire out of them and hope you win the game.
Now, your opponent, Tift County, has outscored their first two opponents by a combined score of 76-7. When you're going through film during the week, and especially with blowout games like that, how much of that film are you showing to them?
You got to show some of it, but you hope your kids don't do what the other teams are doing to get beat 77-7. That's the truth. I like to think we're better than the teams they played. We'll find out on Friday night. Tiff's got a really good team. But you've got to go look at what they do. But the other side is you can't make them into superheroes because they've beaten the stew out of some bad teams. I say this. I've always said this. I don't care about our opponent. I'm not interested in them. I care about us. If we go do the things we're supposed to do, what we're coached to do, you know, we'll be fine. And I'm a big believer in missing matches don't beat you, mistakes do. Let's cut out the mistakes and let's go play ball. Let's play at an incredible level of energy. Let's play with a great sense of urgency and play for each other, and we'll be fine. And that doesn't mean you always win. I mean, our kids have played really, really hard and lost games before. But I can walk off the field and be proud of our kids if we lose a game and we play really hard. You know, and so all that other stuff, you know, all those other things, you know, all I look forward to is just watching our kids go and compete. We'll go and compete. We'll be fine. Our kids will. What we do is important to them. I don't worry about that with our kids. Even the Benedictine game was not a matter of effort. You know, I was in panic. If I would have been in panic mode if it would have been effort. If we didn't play hard. Our kids played hard. We made mistakes, and mistakes are correctable. You can't, when kids don't care about your team and what you do, that's hard to correct. And that's not us. So, you know, we're going to show up. We're going to play 48 minutes. We're going to play 48 incredibly hard minutes. And Tift County better be ready for a football game because we're going to show up and play hard.
Now, I know you said you don't like to focus on the opponent too much with the kids, but they have a really dynamic duo over there with Griffin Collier, who just set their all-time passing record, and receiver Rashad Bateman, who's committed to Minnesota. What's it going to take to shut that connection down?
You know, we're going to have to play well on defense. I mean, we're going to have to get out there and do a variety of things on the perimeter with him. He's a good player. You know, he really is. He can make some plays. He can make some plays in the short game. He gets the ball in the hitch and go the distance. He can go up and get it downtown. I mean, he's a good route runner, so he's a good player. The quarterback's a really good player. He's a big kid, runs the ball well, throws it well. You know, he's a tough out there. So we're going to have to play well. I mean, look, we can't worry about that. We can't worry about them. I never spend any time worrying about our opponents and worrying about losing games and focusing on that. My focus is on winning the game and our kids, what our kids need to do to be successful. So we're coaching Sean Bravo to do the things that he's supposed to do to get out there and cover these guys, and Jay Foy and Patrick Fulton. And we're going to worry about our kids. And if they make mistakes and it costs us in the game, then we're going to go back and correct those mistakes and be a week better. That's all we can do. But, you know, I'm not going to sit here and go, boy, those guys are so good, we can't do anything with them. I mean, my philosophy in all this is they better be over there worrying about us, not the other way around.
Yeah, that's my job, to kind of toot up the opponent and get them, everybody amped up and make it seem like it's going to be a competition.
I hear you. Right, look, it'll be a good game. They got a good football team. But I've always said our team's about every game we've ever lost has been us. It's been us. It's been putting the ball on the ground. It's been mistakes. It's been errors on our part. Not since my first year has anybody just line up and beat us, really beat us. I mean, the last couple of seasons, when we've lost a game, it's been we have lost the game. Nobody's just lined up and beaten us. And Friday night will be the same thing. Our kids will show up. They got a really good team. We got to play really well on the defensive line because they're good on the offensive line. And I think our kids are going to go in there and duke it out with them, and we're going to have an opportunity to win the game.
And this is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. What's the biggest thing that you're going to have to do on offense? Is it going to continue to, like, get the dive game going, or anything else?
Well, yeah, I think that's the first thing. They've got two really good interior players, so we're going to have to play good on the inside of the offensive line. And, you know, the way the triple option works, if you've ever followed, you know, Georgia Tech, it's the same thing. When Georgia Tech can get the dive game going, they're going to score points. We're the same way. So, you know, if they have two guys inside who are going to kick our butt and take away the dive, we're going to have problems all night long. Or if we don't do a very good job of executing the dive phase, we're going to have problems all night long. We're going to have to try to manufacture some points here or there. I think we made some steps last week with our offensive line, but they've got two really good players inside. We're going to have to figure out how to get a hat on those guys and get some movement on them, and the backs are going to have to play well.
All right, before we get out of here, Coach, we got college football kicking off this weekend, and if you would, I'd like to indulge you in a little bit of a challenge.
Sure, I'm all in. I just let everybody at home, all the listeners at home, know, do not take my picks to your bookie, or you'll go broke.
All right, first game, we got Alabama taking on Florida State in the Mercedes-Benz Dome in Atlanta. Jimbo Fisher, Nick Saban, who you got?
I go Alabama.
Alabama? No shot. Nick Saban 10-0 against his former coaches.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with it. Look, Nick Saban's the best coach in America, and he is because he very seldom has an off day. The guy is he's just one of those guys. He's hyper focused on what he does. He's got great players, and he's always able to get his players up to play ball. You very seldom see them have a bad day.
All right, so put Coach, and I'm going to go ahead and take Alabama too, because you just don't bet against Alabama. Second game, Florida Michigan. taking on each other. Jim Harbaugh in his khakis taking on Jim McElwain. Who you got?
I am a huge, huge Harbaugh fan.
There you go.
I'm a huge fan of Harbaugh. I think I had a couple of kids play from him at Stanford. I like the way he coaches the game. I think Harbaugh and I are in some ways kindred spirits because he doesn't care about his opponent. He's not the least bit interested in his opponent. All he cares about is his team, and he has no hesitation when it comes to insulting his opponents, which I think is absolutely. I love the guy. I think he's a great football coach. He's great for college football because he's a guy his team loves and everybody else hates. But I'm going to go with Michigan over the Florida Gators.
Well, since we can't have all the same picks, I'll go ahead, and this gentleman over here doesn't seem to agree, so I'll take the Gators with him.
Okay.
There you go. And in the last game, we got Georgia Tech and Paul Johnson, which we just talked about with their triple option, taking on Butch Jones in Tennessee, again in Mercedes-Benz Dome on Labor Day. Who you got in that one, Coach?
Well, I think, to be honest with you, I'd probably go with Tennessee in that. And the reason is, I think teams do very well, usually against Georgia Tech, with a long period to defend the triple option. When they have to turn around and do it in 4 or 5 days, a lot of them really struggle with it. A lot of defensive coaches in the college level, especially at the NFL, nobody sees in the NFL, but a lot of college coaches don't understand how to defend the triple because they don't see it very much anymore. It's comical to me, like when Georgia, with Todd Grantham was the defensive coordinator, would play Georgia Tech and watch Georgia try to defend the option. Here's a guy making millions of dollars a year and has no clue how to defend it. It was hilarious for me. But I do think Tennessee has probably done their homework and sat down with some option gurus on how to defend the option. They've spent the offseason trying to do it. They've been coaching their kids for 3 or 4 weeks, and they'll probably do a very good job. And they're probably better at Georgia Tech on the inside of the defense, on the interior of the line of scrimmage. So I'll take Tennessee.
Well, there you go, and I'll go on the other side of it. I feel like Tennessee's just lost too much. Paul Johnson loves being the SEC, so I'll go ahead and take Georgia Tech. And I want to thank you, Coach, for coming out again, and good luck against Tiff County.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining us for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Catch 228 on St. Simon's and join us every Tuesday night at 7 for the Rocky Hidalgo Show. I'm Christian Gokel signing off.